Welcome to a new Masechta, a new tractate. Even though if we followed the order of the Mishnayos, we would be starting a different tractate, I decided to give you a taste of different parts of the Mishnah. And we'll be studying Masechta Sanhedrin, the laws of courts, and particularly the Jewish High Court. Masechta Sanhedrin is in a Seder. It is in one of the sections of the Mishnah called Nezikin, the laws of damages. And the Mishnah begin speaking about the Jewish court system. Just a tiny introduction. In the Jewish court system, there were three circuits of courts. There were the simple courts, which had to have three judges. There were the courts that had 23. They were called Sanhedrin Ketana, a mini Supreme Court, or a mini High Court. And then there was the Beis Din HaGadol, the great Supreme Court of 71 members, called the Sanhedrin HaGadola, or just the Sanhedrin. And they actually had their offices in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple itself. It's interesting to note that there are those that say that the name Sanhedrin comes from a few words together, Sonei Hadoras Panim Bidin, people who despise playing favorites when it comes to judgment or justice. So the Mishnah begins. Dine Mamonas, the laws of money matters. For example, two people have a fight or have a disagreement about a loan. One admits that he owed money to another person. Financial disagreements, bishleisha. One only needs three judges. Gizelos, matters of theft. Vechavalos, or matters of physical harm. So one person beat up another person. Bishlosha. The law is that they need three. Now there's a difference between the three that the Mishnah mentioned previously for money matters and theft and chavalos and for harming another person. For regular money matters, you can have three people. They don't have to be experts. That's sufficient. But when it comes to gizelos, for theft, or chavalos, or paying compensation for somebody who hurt somebody, harmed someone physically, you actually need three what's called mumchim, three expert justices. That's why the Mishnah wrote them separately. The Mishnah continues, nezek, v'chatzi nezek. The law is that if a person's ox gores somebody, the first three times that it gores, till three times, it is considered what's called a tam, or an animal that doesn't have a tendency to damage, and one only pays 50% of the damages. Once the animal has already gored three times, it gets the status of a mu'ad. A mu'ad means a damager, and it pays the full amount. So the Mishnah teaches us that whether we're trying to hold someone accountable for paying the full value because it's already a gorer, or it's the half value because it's not yet a gorer, the law is that you only need three judges. Tashlumei kefel, paying double. By Jewish law, if one steals and they're caught, they have to pay double. V'tashlumei arba v'achamisha. Similarly, there's a concept in the Torah of having to pay four or five times the value. If somebody steals an ox or a sheep and then slaughters it or sells it, the Torah says that for an ox, one must pay five times the value, and for a sheep, one must pay four times the value, and that is a reason and a logic behind those amounts, not for now. Bishlosha relies that we need to have three expert judges. Ha'ones v'hamefateh. If somebody seduces or rapes a virgin, an unmarried girl, there's a special penalty that he has to pay. V'hamotzi shemra, or if a fellow comes into the Jewish court and he claims that his wife was not faithful to him, not his wife, his woman that was betrothed to him, but she's considered his wife by Jewish law, and the betrothal period in the times of the Talmud was 12 months. Person would put a ring on a woman's finger and say, Hareat Mekudesh Asli, but they wouldn't actually consummate the marriage for 12 months. So a fellow claims that in that interim, his wife was not faithful to him, or his fiancée was not faithful to him. Bishlosha, the Mishnah says to enforce that financial amount that she must pay, So lies that if, let's say, the fellow claims that his wife was unfaithful, but in truth he was lying, he must pay a substantial financial penalty to her. Bishlosha, that needs three judges. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim omrim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say, Motzi Shem Rabbi Esrim Bishlosha. When a fellow accuses his betrothed wife, his betrothed Kala, of being unfaithful, you need to have 23 judges. Why, says the Mishnah? Mipnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashos. Because perhaps we'll realize in the investigation that she actually was unfaithful to him. If she was, the law is, she's like a woman that commits adultery. If a woman commits adultery, she gets capital punishment. Therefore, says the Chachamim, that you have to have 23 people just in case this turns into a situation of capital punishment. Rabbi Meir, however, holds that if, let's say, it takes a turn for the worse, and they realize that the woman is guilty of infidelity, you could just add another 20 judges and have 23 total. So that's this first Mishnah. We'll see more about courts and more about judges, God willing, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.